interested, but he does weave large historical events and quirky, you know, he kind of goes for the quirky and the odd moments in within these larger historical movements with the personal. Although he doesn't strictly write memoir, but he, in this very personal voice, but also traveling through. And so I feel like his sensibility matched up most closely with the journey that I was on. I did get a lot more personal because I was going, you know, because I explored relationships.
And your family relationship, yeah. your mother yeah. and grandmother too.
Yeah, right. But he remains my absolute favorite writer still.
We've been talking with DJ Lee, author of the new book, Remote, Finding Home in the Bitterroots, from Oregon State University Press. DJ will be reading, along with Tina Ontiveros, at a special live stream event organized by Portland's Two Rivers Bookstore tomorrow, Thursday, September 17th at 6:30 p.m. You could find out more on DJ's website, debbiejlee.com, and you can register for the event at tworiversbooks.com. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host and one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO, things that happen inside KBOO, outside KBOO, just anything KBOO. So this is a show for our volunteers, our listeners, our members. It's just a place that everybody can come to and find out what's going on at your community radio station. So first, an announcement for anybody, actually. We are conducting a citizen agenda survey right now. We are conducting KBOO citizens agenda survey right now. And so we're asking residents of Oregon and Southwest Washington what matters most to them in the November 2020 election. And so we have a survey that's a Google form. All you got to do is go to our website. You'll see the link for it right there on the front of our homepage. Just click on it, Citizens Agenda Survey. And yeah, it's really helpful because we want to make sure that we are talking about the issues and topics that are important to you. These kind of surveys are really important for us because it tells us what's important to you. And also shows us sometimes maybe some things that we think are maybe more important aren't as actually important as our listening demographic, you know, think. So we want to know, what is it? What is it that you, the KBOO community, is thinking about when it's coming up to these elections which are just like super coming up? I can't believe how fast this time has gone. And so, you know, if elections are your things and you have an opinion about it, let us know, because we want to make sure that we are focusing on what the community needs right now. Again, just go to our website right there, Citizen Agenda Survey. Something else that's for everyone, I talked about this last week, we're still accepting program proposals for our program proposal drive. So you need no previous radio experience, and you don't even need to be a current KBOO volunteer. But if you would like to have a show on KBOO, you've got a good idea for one, Just go to our website. Again, that's kboo.fm. And right there on the front of our homepage, you'll see a link to the program proposal drive where you can tell us about what your idea is. You'll have to submit like a 1-hour pilot. And it doesn't need to be radio perfect. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help people learn how to radio. We just want to hear that, you know, that you have an idea. We want to know, you know, kind of where you're at in terms of digital editing skills. And what you sound like. So again, that's a program proposal drive. We've extended it through the end of the month. And we just want to thank everybody who has turned in one so far. So yeah. If you have a radio idea, get on to that proposal form. And another thing that we have going on right now at KBOO is, again, we're in the middle of our membership drive. And so it's always a good time to become a member of KBOO today. You know, we love that our station is member supported. It's a great model. We've always been supported by lots and lots of individual donations. And so you all know the drill. Just go ahead, go to our website, kboo.fm, and click on that donate button. What's most helpful to us is if you can become a sustaining member. Most people give somewhere between like $5 and $20 a month. We know that right now times are, well, let's face it, they're a bit tough out there. So if you can right now and you have the means to do so, we would love to have you as a member of KBOO. Lots of little donations add up and make KBOO what it truly is, you know, community radio. So become a member of KBOO today, or if you can, just give a one-time donation. That's also through our website and that donate button. And we do have a match. So that for every dollar that you give, it will be doubled up to $10,000. So thank you very much to our generous donor, Ronnie LaCroute, for helping us out with that. She is a believer in community radio. Don't let that match go to waste, and give to KBOO today. KBOO.fm. And one of the last announcements, I guess I got, is that we have an opening right now on staff. We are looking for our next program director. So we're looking for somebody who has experience in radio, preferably public or community radio, has experience as a program director, and has experience working with volunteers. You can find the full job description on our website under kboo.fm/employment. And you can see the full job description, all the details of what goes into being KBOO's program director. KBOO's program director is in charge of our programming departments, and they really help to shape KBOO programming in the sense that they really help to assist all of the volunteers learn how to radio, you know, help to create that radio sound for us and really oversee that entire department. So it's a job that we really, really appreciate because it does so much for KBOO. And, you know, when I first started actually working at KBOO, my first job at KBOO was to be the an interim program director when our former program director, Aaron Yankee, went on sabbatical back in 2017. And I really, really came to appreciate all of our volunteers and what goes in to making KBOO. It was amazing to work with so many talented people and so many people who didn't realize they had radio talent, and really getting a chance to look at KBOO's schedule and look at our programming and really appreciate the wide variety that we have on KBOO. So if you have experience as a program director, working with music, public affairs, news, we want to hear from you. All applications and resumes are due by October 3rd, so hurry up and get that in. And yeah, you'll also find the email address for where to send that in on our website. Again, that's kboo.fm/employment. Well, that's all I got for News from the Boo this week. Appreciate you all tuning in. Hope everyone is doing okay with all the smoke that's in the air. And I don't know about other people, but I've definitely been feeling some like mild nausea for the last few days and trying to keep those windows closed as much as I can. And so I'm wishing health and fresh air as much as everyone can get it these days. Rumor has it that there might be rain on Friday? I don't know. They keep teasing about it in the weather reports. So we will see. If you can, I'm just going to put a little generic shout out there to, you know, take care of each other, take care of your neighbors. If you can, offer some mutual aid. I know there's lots of orgs out there offering to help people who have lost their homes or have had to evacuate during this last week. So really appreciate everybody who's helping to take care of one another. Be a community. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you again next week right here on News from the Boo. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a program director to manage our programming department. This full-time position requires proven experience in program directing, radio audio production, management, and supervisory skills with volunteers with an